Hi, I'm Mel Majoros. I am a 2-year cancer survivor. My blog, The Cancer Warrior, is one of the top 10 breast cancer blogs, according to blogs.com. I'm here to bring a fresh, upbeat perspective to a topic that to some may seem scary. A positive mental attitude got me through my cancer, and I hope to share that with you. When you hear the phrase, fight like a girl, what do you think about? Probably back when you're in the playground and somebody says, oh man, you fight like a girl, you throw like a girl, you don't know what you're doing. Well, guess what? They are wrong. Glenda Elliott, one of the account execs from Signify Pink, is here to tell us why right here on The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com. Hey, Glenda, how are you today?
I'm great, thank you.
Excellent. So tell me a little bit about Signify Pink and what it's all about.
Signify Pink is part of a larger company, Sigler Companies, and we're based out of Ames, Iowa. Sigler Companies has been in business for 50 years, and we have a full-service ad agency, printing company, apparel printing company, and Signify Pink came about because we had a customer call us that is a mammogram technician at a hospital in Iowa, and she was doing a mammogram on a coworker and found breast cancer. And the group of nurses wanted to design a T-shirt to help raise money for her fight against cancer. So they contacted us, and we created a Fight Like a Girl shirt with a pink ribbon and boxing gloves. They ordered 100 shirts, scared to death they would sell any of them, and they ended up raising $20,000 with a chili supper that they hosted and then selling Fight Like a Girl products. So after that happened, within the next couple of months, we had two more hospitals in Iowa contact us to see if they could do the same thing. And so in September of 2008, Signify Pink was created to have a program for fundraising and awareness about cancer and women's causes.
Excellent. Yeah, I think it's funny, fight like a girl, because you always hear the guys when we're growing up, oh, you throw like a girl, you fight like a girl. And believe me, as a cancer survivor, when it's fight like a girl and it's cancer, you're in it. And as a hockey player as well.
And we hear that all the time. Whenever we get stopped on the street, everywhere we go, wearing our shirts, and anyone that's been through cancer will come up to us and say, I have to have that shirt. That's exactly what I had to do.
I know, and people don't realize that. And just seeing that kind of thing is very inspirational, especially for someone who's going through it, whether it be stage one or stage four, just seeing the boxing gloves, because that's what it's like. It's like a battle. It's the chemo attacks you. The cancer attacks you. Sometimes your own body mentally attacks you. So you're always on the fight.
Absolutely. And that's the best part about what we're doing is so that you can stay positive and really fight through the whole process. Signify Pink was created so that we can help people raise money for friends, coworkers, relay teams, family members to help them with their financial expenses so that they don't have to worry about money and they can just fight the cancer.
Excellent, excellent. Now, you were going to tell me some great stories of some people who've had Fight Like a Girl shirts.
We do. Every day I get a call, unfortunately, every day I get a call from someone that had a friend or a coworker, a sister, a mother that was diagnosed and saw one of our shirts or saw our website and wants more information. And basically, they just say, how do I get started? And so we have fundraisers all over the country now. To date, we've done about 325 fundraisers in the last 14 months. Oh. We've helped people raise about $350,000. When we start the fundraiser with people, whoever's hosting the fundraiser decides where the money's going, so that's all donated through them. In addition, our company donates to Free Clinics of Iowa, which has clinics all over the state providing free medical care. So we also give through our company. We're a very giving company and a very close company. So that was a group that we decided could help a lot of people, not just breast cancer, but a lot of different people.
Right, because when people think of women's cancer, they either usually think of breast cancer. Because I know a lot of people, when I was diagnosed and I said I have cancer, it's like, oh, it's breast cancer. And I know that we, you know, hooray, we have a month for ourselves. But all cancers have their own month and everybody has the fight, you know, so it's not just about breast cancer. It's about fighting all cancers.
Right. And that's really where we started out with breast cancer. And we have some amazing stories of people that have raised tens of thousands of dollars for family members and friends. I have a young gal here in Iowa that's 28, was diagnosed a year and a half ago, and she told me that she was sitting in the radiologist's office, and he had found a lump under her arm and said right to her face that she shouldn't be here right now. She was too young. And so her friends rallied around her and started a fundraiser for her. And she felt guilty that they were raising all this money and spending all this time. So now she helps with the fundraiser. So I've gotten to know her. And now she was just diagnosed with it spreading to her brain. So
it's
very scary, but she's very positive, and she feels like she's doing her part now, too. But the other thing we've done with Fight Like a Girl is anything pink on the shirt and in the design can be changed to any color.
Oh.
So it changes the ribbon and the boxing gloves, and we've done pink and purple and red and orange and yellow. We've done blue for prostate cancer for someone's father. We've done a lot of different things, but my favorite was a church contacted me, and one of their church families, their three-year-old little girl, they found a tumor behind her eye.
Oh, my goodness.
And it was large enough that they had to remove her eye, and during the whole process, they discovered their health insurance didn't cover prosthetics, which means it wouldn't cover a glass eye. So the church got together, and we changed the ribbon color to white for childhood cancer. And the little girl's uncle was a graphic designer, and he created a second design to add to the shirt. And it was a ponytail and bangs with little pink glasses, and it says Eyes for Jacqueline.
Oh, wow.
And it was printed on every shirt. And they actually raised enough money to help her with new eyes that she'll need two a year as she grows. They raised enough money for the next 4 years.
Oh, that's amazing.
So that really is an amazing story. And the family sent us pictures, and the little girl is just wonderful. And it was very heartwarming to hear that it's not just about breast cancer. It can help so many different people.
Exactly, exactly. And I know that, I don't know if I had talked to you, Glenda, but you had given me some stuff for the Emma County Relay for Life.
Yes.
That I'm a part of here. And my God, people were just like, wow, what is this? I've never seen this.
Yes. And the fun part is the line keeps expanding. We just finalized our 2010 catalog, which we've never really had a catalog. We've only been in business a little over a year. But we have a 38-page catalog, and there's many shirts in there for guys. We have a fight like a guy for the girls.
Awesome.
We have another shirt that says just fight. We have a shirt that says fight for your girl. And so I have pictures that people send me pictures every day, and one of them is a family, and the husband has on Fight for Your Girl.
Nice.
And the mom has on Fight Like a Girl. And so on our website, signifypink.com, we post all of our pictures, and it's really great to see all the group pictures with our shirts on.
Oh, I can imagine it is. I shouldn't tell you this, but I had to keep one of your pink Fight Like a Girl shirts.
That's good. That's okay.
Because I like to wear all these inspirational shirts when I do the relay and when I go out to different cancer events that I'm invited to spread the knowledge of companies like yours. So they
right.
So people say, oh, Fight Like a Girl, what's that? And then I can tell them and direct them to your website.
Yes, that's great.
You should have one that says Fight For Your Girls.
We do have one for Fight For Your Girl. And
no, for your girls, like your.
Oh, well, that was the guy one. Fight like a guy for the girls.
Oh, okay.
But we should say that. You're right.
That's hilarious. Now, how does somebody start with a fundraiser?
If they go to signifypink.com, there's a button right on the front page that says Start a Fundraiser. And when they click on that button, it gives them all the contact information to get a hold of me. We have two ways that we fundraise, and because we're a marketing company, we provide a lot of tools to help them raise the maximum amount of money. It started out with paper order forms. We print color order forms, as many as someone needs. I've got a group of sister-in-laws. There was four sister-in-laws raising money for one of the other sister-in-laws, and they went through 3,000 order forms.
Oh my gosh.
They pass out the order forms, collect the order forms, send us the order. We individually bag all the orders, so it's real easy to hand out, and then they keep the profit. That's worked very well for the last year. But in the last 3 months, we started a new online fundraiser. So now if you wanted to do a fundraiser, we set you up with your own online store.
Oh, that's excellent.
We give you business cards that have your website on it, so you can, when you're wearing your shirt and someone says, where'd you get it? You pass out your business card, and they go there and order. And then every month we cut you a check for anyone that ordered from your fundraiser. So we have, I think, about 75 online fundraisers right now, and it's really starting to grow and catch on.
That's excellent, because I have no idea how to create a website.
Right.
And that's, you know, and that's like so difficult, and it's hard to maintain. And if you have that kind of thing already set up for you, All you have to do is say, here you go, buy some great shirts, inspirational shirts. Absolutely.
And as every time we add new products, they automatically get added to all the web stores. We also provide everyone with posters that they can hang around at work and school and church. And then we send email blasts out to them and say, okay, we added new products. Here's an email blast that you can send out to all your friends and family to get them to go back there again. So everything we can do, we try to come up with to help everyone raise the maximum amount.
That's excellent. Now, have you, I should hook you up with a friend of mine who's a mixed martial arts, she wants to be a cage fighter.
Oh, wow.
And her mother's a breast cancer survivor.
Okay.
So I should give you her her name. Her name is Amanda Martello, and we'll talk about that after the show.
Absolutely.
But yeah, I mean, she would, I know she would probably love that. And that's just amazing that you set up all this stuff for everybody. All they have to do is say, hey, I have a fundraiser for a friend of mine. And then you take care of the rest.
We take care of it. We try to make it as easy as possible. We actually stock about 18,000 items right now. And so orders go out, online orders go out within 3 to 5 days. And we also have our own online store. And sales from the online store are the sales that we donate 30% of the profit to Free Clinics of Iowa.
Oh, very nice.
So we kind of have our own fundraiser going, too.
Now, what do you think is your most, besides the shirt, is your most popular selling item?
We actually have a coffee tumbler that has 5 rows of rhinestones around the top.
Ooh.
We call it our bling tumbler, and we can't keep those in stock. And when you when you carry that around, it makes you feel good.
Oh, yeah. Ladies love the diamonds.
Yes, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
Drink the T-shirt, of course, continues to be the best seller, but we just added 30 new items for 2010. We have a brand new St. Patrick's Day shirt that says "Fight Like an Irish Girl." We have a Mother's Day promotion that'll be coming out in about 3 months. We actually have over 500 retail stores across the country that now carry "Fight Like a Girl."
Oh, really? Is it in all states, or just it's going to be?
We have been in. We've shipped orders to all 50 states.
Excellent.
And the 500 retail stores. There's a lot of sporting goods stores, a lot of gift stores, and they set up displays, and it's all about awareness, and they love it.
Oh, I love it, too. I don't even remember how I found you online, because I have chemo brain, and I don't remember things that well. But I remember when I got this stuff, I was just like, oh, man, I don't want to give this away, because this is all pretty cool stuff.
It is a fun package to get in the mail. And we do, when you open up one of our boxes, it's an experience. It has polka dot tissue paper, and it's a lot of fun, so...
It's almost like you're giving a personal gift to that person.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And we try to come up with, we just came up with some new Take Care of Me cards where there's cards that you give to a friend, and there's 50 sayings on the cards of just really wonderful things you can do for yourself.
Oh, that's nice.
And that's part of our Mother's Day package. So we are always on the lookout for new items. We have a lot of our customers call us when they see a new item and say, you know, can you do this? And we're on it.
Like I said, I go online and I like to look for a lot of different items. And I know that now I'm going to have to look on your website again.
You will. You'll be surprised. You'll be very surprised.
I'm sure my house will be all full of Fight Pink items now. I mean, Fight Like a Girl, Fight Pink.
Oh, yes.
Hello.
Absolutely.
And you also you're on Facebook.
We are on Facebook and we are on Twitter. And we also have a new site that we're just starting to get out there called Signify Pink Online Community. And it's really a new place where our people that know us and love our products can go on and post their pictures.
Oh, excellent.
They can post events, so the relay teams can put their events on there. They can blog on there. I blog on there. We're just getting started with this. So it's a really exciting thing for 2010 that we'll really start working on. Everyone loves to send us pictures, and it's a lot of fun to look at them.
Oh, it is. And then as for, like, relay teams and things, they will get ideas.
Absolutely. And that's my goal, is that relay teams will share ideas.
Oh, yes.
With others of what did you do to make your money. Because I know in Iowa this year, the relay teams that we worked with, they all met their goal.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah. They had a great year. So we are moving around the country with the relay teams because it's a great product and it sells itself.
Oh, it does. Like I said, I had them in my silent auction as well as the live auction, and people are like, wow, what is this? I want one. Yeah.
Yes. Good.
So we'll most likely be doing that as well for the relay, unless somebody else gets to you before I do.
Great, great. No. We'll take care of you.
So give me your information again where everyone can get a hold of you.
Okay, you can find us at signifypink.com. And my name is Glenda Elliott. And my email, my phone number, everything is on that website. There's a lot of great information on there. There's a lot of stories. And typically, I just get an email or a call from someone that says, I saw your product. I went to your website. How do I get started?
Now, is there a fee for when they do this, buy this stuff online, or people just get money that way?
There's not. There's it costs nothing to get started.
Oh.
There's really no risk. They just pay for what people order.
Oh, I see.
That's
okay.
The beauty of it. They don't have to buy an inventory. We inventory everything.
Oh. Well, I'm going to have to set up my own store then.
Yes, anyone can get started. Absolutely.
Excellent. So we can get you on signifypink.com. You're also on Facebook.
Yes.
And Twitter.
Yes.
As Signify Pink?
Yes. Uh-huh.
Excellent. Oh, my God. You know what? Like I said, you're going to see me all decked out at the relay.
Oh, good.
And I'll... And at my cancer events.
We actually had our first relay team this year for our company, and I'll have to send you some photos of this in case you want to borrow it sometime. But we did a life-size cutout, and one of our designers did a caricature of a girl with the Fight Like a Girl shirt on, pink boxing gloves. She's in a ring. She has pink crazy hair, and her face is cut out, and we did it as a photo op.
Excellent.
And had our company photographer there, so anyone that was at the race could come have their picture taken, and we uploaded all the photos so they could print them off of our website. It was a lot of fun.
Oh, my gosh, that sounds like a lot of fun.
It was a lot of, and it's just a great cutout, so great photo op if you ever need to borrow it.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Definitely send that to me for sure,
okay.
And I'll post it on my Facebook page.
Oh, great, okay.
And wrapping things up, you can always find me on Twitter at Mel Majoros. I'm on Facebook 24/7, Mel Majoros. You can become a fan of the show on Facebook, The Cancer Warrior, on EmpowerRadio.com. Check out my blog spot, thecancerwarrior.blogspot.com. And as always, life looks pretty good from where I'm sitting. Sending you good vibes. It's The Cancer Warrior on EmpowerRadio.com.